When we are talking about the kingdom of God, we must understand that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's higher than what you think. The scripture says that the kingdom of God is not meat, is not drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Alright? So, when we are talking about the kingdom of God, it talks about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the proof that you are part of this kingdom. The second thing we look at when we are talking about the kingdom of God is if you have the fruit of the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. The Bible says so. So, what I'm asking you is, does your life currently now, the kind of life you are living, does it show forth righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost? You see, most of us have been saying that everything is just about making the power of God flow. No. You see, the package of something makes you to want to buy what's inside. The package. You see, the container will be attractive, that it will make you want to get the content. So it's not about saying let the power of God flow and people's lives will be changed. People don't know God. They know you. They've never met Jesus. They met you. They've never read the Bible. They read you. They didn't see God. They saw you. You are the Bible they read. You are the God they see. You are the Jesus Christ that they look at. So, does your current lifestyle reflect Christ? Will knowing you want to make someone know Jesus? Will meeting with you want to make someone meet God? Or not? Answer this question by yourself. And if your answer is negative, then you have to work on yourself. If it is positive, you have to do better. Because we are not all perfect, but we are working and striving unto perfection. Thank you very much.